Can we trust a smart speaker? Listen to two radio hosts and a scientist talking about smart speakers. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hello and welcome to 5-Minute English. I'm Dan.
And I'm Marilyn. Oh, sorry. Oh, it's my husband. Hang on.
You didn't answer.
Don't take this personally, Dan, but I'm not exactly crazy about someone eavesdropping on my phone call. It's not good manners to secretly listen to someone's conversation. Some things are private, you know?
Of course. I totally understand. One quick question for you, though. Do you have a smart speaker? You know, like Google Assistant or Amazon's Alexa.
Oh, sure. Yes, I've got one. It's great. I can ask it anything. It tells me about the news and weather. It plays music when I want. It does all sorts. You just give it a voice command and it does whatever you want.
So it can hear you, right?
Of course. How else can you give it a voice command?
All the time?
Well, I assume so.
So how do you know it's not eavesdropping on you?
Well, I see. I hadn't thought of that.
That's our topic for this program. How safe is your smart speaker? Smart speakers and privacy. Florian Schorb, welcome to the program. Dr. Schorb is an assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Information. Dr. Schorb, what are we bringing into our homes?
You're basically introducing a listening bug into your home, your most intimate space. The companies say they only actively listen when they hear the keyword. But the microphone is still on the whole time in order to be able to detect that keyword. We don't know to what extent companies are cooperating with the government, or how much the government might try to find ways around the speaker security systems in order to be able to listen to people and find out what they're doing.
Smart speakers are listening bugs? So, electronic devices that can secretly listen to our conversations like a spy?
Exactly. And we use them in our most personal spaces, in our most private moments.
Right. I can't think of anywhere more intimate than my home.
Indeed. And the smart speaker's microphone is on the whole time? Surely the companies have to give us guarantees that they will only actively listen when the keyword is said.
Do you really believe that these companies might be cooperating with governments to eavesdrop on people? Or that a government might have hackers working to break through a smart speaker's security so they can listen without the company's or owner's permission?
It's certainly a possibility.
So, if all this eavesdropping is possible, why are smart speakers so popular? How do people feel about having a smart speaker that could eavesdrop on them?
We conducted a study, and we found that people are resigned to it. The speakers are convenient, and people consider it as the trade-off they have to make if they want to enjoy that convenience.
So people accept that a smart speaker gives them advantages, but there could also be disadvantages.
I suppose the data that these devices hear is probably not that significant, considering all the data companies have about us already.
Florian Schaub, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes. Thank you, and thanks to all our listeners. Until next time.
Goodbye.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hello and welcome to 5 Minute English. I'm Dan.
And I'm Marilyn. Oh, sorry. Oh, it's my husband. Hang on.
You didn't answer.
Don't take this personally, Dan, but I'm not exactly crazy about someone eavesdropping on my phone call. It's not good manners to secretly listen to someone's conversation. Some things are private, you know?
Of course. I totally understand. One quick question for you, though. Do you have a smart speaker? You know, like Google Assistant or Amazon's Alexa?
Oh, sure. Yes, I've got one. It's great. I can ask it anything. It tells me about the news and weather. It plays music when I want. It does all sorts. You just give it a voice command and it does whatever you want.
So it can hear you, right?
Of course. How else can you give it a voice command?
All the time?
Well, I assume so.
So how do you know it's not eavesdropping on you?
Well, I see. I hadn't thought of that.
That's our topic for this program. How safe is your smart speaker? Smart speakers and privacy. Florian Schorb, welcome to the program. Dr. Schorb is an assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Information. Dr. Schorb, what are we bringing into our homes?
You're basically introducing a listening bug into your home, your most intimate space. The companies say they only actively listen when they hear the keyword. But the microphone is still on the whole time in order to be able to detect that keyword. We don't know to what extent companies are cooperating with the government, or how much the government might try to find ways around the speaker security systems in order to be able to listen to people and find out what they're doing.
Smart speakers are listening bugs? So, electronic devices that can secretly listen to our conversations like a spy?
Exactly. And we use them in our most personal spaces, in our most private moments.
Right. I can't think of anywhere more intimate than my home.
Indeed. And the smart speaker's microphone is on the whole time? Surely the companies have to give us guarantees that they will only actively listen when the keyword is said.
Do you really believe that these companies might be cooperating with governments to eavesdrop on people? Or that a government might have hackers working to break through a smart speaker's security so they can listen without the company's or owner's permission?
It's certainly a possibility.
So if all this eavesdropping is possible, why are smart speakers so popular? How do people feel about having a smart speaker that could eavesdrop on them?
We conducted a study, and we found that people are resigned to it. The speakers are convenient, and people consider it as the trade-off they have to make if they want to enjoy that convenience.
So people accept that a smart speaker gives them advantages, but there could also be disadvantages.
I suppose the data that these devices hear is probably not that significant, considering all the data companies have about us already.
Florian Schaub, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes. Thank you, and thanks to all our listeners. Until next time.
Goodbye.